The Sri Lankan government is offering would-be rebel suicide bombers nearly $100,000 and a new life abroad if they surrender themselves to authorities. The offer has been made in red and yellow posters pasted on walls around Colombo, the scene of several recent suicide bombings blamed on the Tamil Tiger rebels. We spoke with Archbishop Oswald Gomez in Colombo, who says it won't be easy for those interested in this campaign to cross over from the rebel side.
The government has certainly offered to help anyone who is crossing over from the LTT ranks to the government side with jobs abroad. So most of these youngsters who have come are people who were farmers or things like that. So they are being offered by the government if they cross over to go out of the country. But I am a little skeptical because last week there were some people who escaped, and I met some of them. They were in LTT custody for 14 months, and they were ill-treated, harassed, everything else. They're in terrible fear of being followed by the LTT, because the LTT wouldn't allow them to leave. They know who their bombers are, so they won't let them just come like that.